USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's congratulating the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his apparent re-election. As he left the White House for a trip to Texas this morning, President Trump said that Netanyahu won a hard-fought contest, quote, in good fashion, also expressing optimism about Middle East peace efforts. The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
The president was leaving to head to Texas to promote American energy. During his stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
Attorney General William Barr on Capitol Hill for a second day of hearings, this time before a Senate committee, where Democrat Jack Reed asks Barr if he agrees with President Trump that the Russia investigation was a witch hunt.
As I said during my confirmation, it really depends on where you're sitting. If you are somebody who is being falsely accused of something, you would tend to view the investigation as...
Well, you're sitting as the Attorney General of the United States with a constitutional responsibility, so if you could answer in that regard...
Well, I'm not going to characterize the... It is what it is.
More kids died in hot cars in the U.S. last year than any other year on record. The National Safety Council says 51 children died last year, breaking the previous record of 49 in 2010. About 200 million Americans in the central U.S. in the path of a big wintry storm. The plains in upper Midwest could get 2 feet of snow. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
As the nation mourns the loss of 3 soldiers in Afghanistan earlier this week in a roadside bombing that the Taliban's claimed responsibility for, the head of the Pentagon says the United States is sitting down with the Taliban leaders to try to further peace talks, to try to end the war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says,
what you see are the casualties of war. In parallel, there is a peace negotiation process, and probably the best possibility for peace in 40 years is at hand.
Shanahan was speaking on Fox News. About 200 million Americans are in the path of a storm that's going to hammer the central and eastern U.S. with heavy snow, drenching rain, and flooding. Blizzard warnings are out for parts of 7 states. The slow-moving storm could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains and upper Midwest. And TVs in public areas on U.S. military bases are now showing sports, but not news. Stars and Stripes breaking the story, saying that TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas are no longer showing news channels because of their divisive political nature. Public TVs on U.S. bases worldwide used to show a loop of news channels, including Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, but that changed on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.